This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and we're joined, as we do each Friday at this time, by Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. And Alice, let's get right down to it. This Friday, a couple of movies. The first one, My Week with Marilyn.
Yes, this is, I'm pretty sure, not only will Michelle Williams get nominated for an Oscar, right now I'm predicting that she will win for her portrayal of Marilyn Monroe in this movie, directed by Simon Curtis. He came to Dallas recently, and I got to interview him, and he talked all about what a joy it was to work and watch this little skinny girl transform herself into Marilyn Monroe. It's pretty astonishing if you know who Michelle Williams, the actress, is. She's always played, she was in Brokeback Mountain, and she's played kind of these gritty parts, so this glamour role is really something else to see. And it's a story of, in 1956, there was a movie called The Prince and the Showgirl, and Marilyn traveled to England to film with Sir Laurence Olivier as the director and star, and he thought it was such a good idea to bring Marilyn there because she was the biggest star in the world, and he thought it would kind of help. His career was floundering a bit, so he thought it would help him. It turns out she was so unpredictable and late and hard to work with that he just got so frazzled, and it is a comedy. Kenneth Branagh plays Olivier, and Julia Ormond plays his wife, the very famous Vivian Leigh. And she, at one time, had been considered the most beautiful woman in the world, and now she's there competing with Marilyn herself. It's a comedy drama, but it's all told. It's a true story. It's based on the memoirs of Colin Clark, who was, he just graduated from Oxford at this time, was 23 years old, and he was a production assistant on the movie. And he became a very good friend, very close to Marilyn during the filming. And he later wrote this in a memoir called My Week with Marilyn.
And given the person this movie's about, such a high-profile subject, Marilyn Monroe, are there any items that are disputed that maybe actually questioned if they actually happened or not in her life?
People say this didn't even happen. That the guy was a production assistant, but that he was not this friendly with her, that they don't remember it this way. But he certainly has the details that make me believe he really knew her well and got to the sadness. And, you know, she died very, very young, mm-hmm. and by her own hand, probably, or an accidental overdose. Nobody's really sure. But it adds to the mystique.
And you think Michelle Williams is going to win some awards from this?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think she'll win the Oscar. Think she'll, right now. She's up the other movie. Another movie I have that, yes, she's got competition from. Melancholia, the other movie I have.
Well, good transition, Alice. Let's talk about it.
Melancholia is this, it's impossible to explain it. It's an English-language movie made by the Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier, who's always controversially does very strange things. But it's so spectacular, and for me, for a real film buff, it's 2.5 hours long, and I just couldn't look away. It's a mix-up of surreal, strange things. It's a little bit like the Tree of Life in that it's things that are happening on the screen. You're not sure if they're real or not. It's just imagination all gone wild. And then parts of it are very realistic. It's a story of a wedding. Kirsten Dunst in the best role she's ever had, and probably also she's probably going to get a nomination. She plays Justine. This girl who is getting ready, a young woman who's getting ready to be married, and she's this radiant bride. But then after her wedding, she turns into kind of a self-destructive person who actually sends her new husband away and just goes into terrible melancholia or depression.
Hmm.
And to top everything off, this is to add to the strangeness of this, there is a planet that they've just discovered, and the name of this planet is Melancholia, and it is coming toward Earth and on a collision course. So it's kind of like a sci-fi, Van Trier calls it a psychological disaster film.
Okay.
It sounds like a mishmash, but I think it's a work of art, and He's always controversial, but I believe it will probably get some nominations, and I predict for Kirsten because it's a stunning performance.
How bizarre. So do we actually find out what happens, I mean,
yes.
In the end? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, even for, you know, a movie reviewer like yourself, Alice, you have trouble explaining this one. That says a lot, I think.
It's very odd, but as I said, I couldn't look away because it's so well done. The visuals are, it's all this cataclysmic stuff, but it's realistic looking. You kind of think the end of the world is happening, or pretty good approximation.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you've got me intrigued now. You also wanted to talk about some of the other holiday movies coming out this month.
Quite a few family releases. The first one, Steven Spielberg actually has two movies coming out for Christmas. One is called War Horse, and that's for older children because it's got some war scenes and some fairly mature stuff. But it is this endearing story of a horse who goes off to battle in World War One. Then he also has The Adventures of Tintin, which is about a dog. Also, we have Alvin and the Chipmunks 3D, Chipwrecked, which is, of course, for the kids, and a movie called We Bought a Zoo, which is supposed to be based on a true story, and Matt Damon is in this.
That seemed like a really kind of a curious role for Matt Damon.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, you haven't seen any of those?
I have seen War Horse.
Okay.
It's pretty spectacular. It's pretty big. Yeah.
Okay.
And then for the adults, there's New Year's Eve with the ensemble cast led by Ashton Kutcher. Who else? Mm-hmm. And Sherlock Holmes sequel, A Game of Shadows, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, with Robert Downey Jr. back. The other one debuted a couple of Christmases ago.
I like that one, yeah.
And Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, John le Carré's spy book, which is, I've already seen this, and this is pretty compelling, too, for the adults. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, I think this is Mission Impossible 4.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it looks really exciting. And a really strange one called The Artist, which has been getting critics' awards and all kinds of attention. It's black and white with no dialogue. Called The Artist.
Wow.
And it's won many awards already.
Okay. So some movies to detour us as we're shopping for those last-minute gifts this holiday season. A lot to look forward to over the last month of the year. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. We'll take a break, come back with your local newscast in just a moment.